presenting The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman who is today trying to find Jimmy Olsen. We'll join him as Clark Kent in a moment. But first, I want to tell you just once more how you can earn a $25 war bond absolutely free. Now, this is positively the last time I'll mention this subject, because all entries must be postmarked not later than midnight of December 10th. So listen carefully. All you have to do to earn one of Superman's free war bonds is to tell us what kind of adventures you like best to hear on this program. We want this information from you because only by knowing what you prefer can we give you what you like. So be honest with us. For instance, if you like imaginative stories like the one about the Birdmen or the one that took us to the planet Utopia, please say so. If you prefer to have Superman involved in a mystery story, tell us about it. If your preference runs to spy stories or adventures with saboteurs or gangsters, be frank with us. All you have to do is think back over some of the Superman adventures you've heard, decide what type you enjoyed most, and set your preference down on a postcard or in a letter briefly and interestingly. If you have a preference for something we haven't done, let us know. But by all means, do it right away. Letters and postcards will not be judged on a literary basis, but only on the interesting manner in which they are presented, so everybody has a chance. If you wish, you may ask any member of your family to help you write your letter or postcard. All letters and cards become the property of Superman Incorporated, and the decision of our judges is final. In case of ties, duplicate awards will be made. Don't forget, midnight, Sunday, December 10th, is the deadline. So don't waste another minute. Get busy on this right away. And now, the adventures of Superman. Suffering from complete loss of memory, Lois Lane is under the control of an enemy agent posing as her uncle. And as a result, a baffling mystery has developed for Superman and his friends. Telling Lois that Perry White and Clark Kent had stolen the plans of a new Allied secret weapon, which they intended to sell to the Jets, and accuse her of being the saboteur, the bogus Uncle John induced her to remove a set of the plans from Editor White's safe. But while Lois was having dinner at a restaurant with Jimmy Olsen, the plans disappeared from her handbag. Certain that Jimmy had taken them, Uncle John waylaid him and drove him away in his car. As we continue now, Superman, worried over Jimmy's absence, has arrived at Lois' apartment, and having resumed his guise of Clark Kent, is ringing the doorbell. Listen.
Who is it?
It's Clark, Lois.
Who?
Clark Kent. Open the door, please.
I'm tired, Clark. I was just about to go to bed.
It's only 10 o'clock, and this is important.
Well, can't it wait until tomorrow?
No, it can't. Didn't you hear me? It's very important.
All right. Just a minute. What is it, Clark? I'm very tired.
Close the door, will you?
Well, will you please stop being so mysterious? I said I'm tired.
I'm not being mysterious. Jim seems to have disappeared.
He has? He has.
I heard you the first time.
What do you mean?
Never mind. You have any idea where he is?
How should I know where he is? I suppose he's at home.
No, he's not at home.
Well, why look at me that way? I don't know where he is.
You don't seem to care either.
What?
Nothing. Look, Lois, just what's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
Yes, there is. You acted strangely in the office this afternoon, and you're acting even more strangely now.
You're imagining things.
No, I'm not. Either you left the hospital before you were fully recovered, or you've got something on your mind.
I said nothing's the matter with me. And I haven't got anything on my mind. And I wish you and your friends would stop asking me what's wrong.
I just want to help you, Lois.
I'm sure you do.
You know how we feel about you.
I certainly do, brother. I certainly do.
Well, why the sarcastic tone of voice?
Sarcastic?
Yes.
Oh, forget it, Clark.
Okay, if you want it like that. Well, tell me, why did you follow Jim to his house this evening?
I followed Jim?
Yes, you know you did, from Victorio's restaurant. Why?
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten. I thought he might have picked up an important letter that dropped out of my handbag.
You know Jim doesn't go off with other people's letters.
Well, of course I know that, but when my bag fell off the chair in the restaurant, a pile of Jimmy's papers fell, too. He had a stack of maps and pictures of planes. I thought my letter might have gotten mixed up with them, and he took it along by mistake.
Oh, I see. Well, did he?
Did he what?
Take the letter, of course.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I mean, of course not. I found the letter.
Oh, where?
In Uncle John's car. I must have dropped it there when I opened my bag to powder my nose or something.
Well, I'm glad you found it. Incidentally, Lois, I never knew you had an uncle.
I didn't either. I thought he was dead.
What do you mean?
Well, Uncle John was a prisoner of the Germans for 3 years in Oslo, Norway.
Oh.
He managed to escape just a few months ago, but all that time I thought he was dead.
He wasn't a prisoner 6 years ago, was he?
Well, of course not. I just told
you. Well, then why, when you applied for a job at the planet 6 years ago, did you state that you had no living relatives?
Did I say that?
You certainly did. Now, look here, Lois.
Excuse me, there's my telephone.
Certainly.
Hello? Oh, hello, Uncle. Oh, Bob. How are you, Bob? I thought it was my uncle.
I think it could be.
What, Saturday night? Well, I'm not sure. Look, Bob, can I call you back in a few minutes? Clark Kent is here now, but he'll be leaving soon. That's fine. Oh, yes, your number. I don't think I have it. Yes, I've got a pencil. Yeah. All right, I'll call you back right away. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Clark.
That's all right.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes, you were asking me about Uncle John.
Yes, where can I get in touch with him?
Why do you want to get in touch with him?
Well, when you were in Jim's house with his mother this evening, your uncle was waiting outside, and he might have seen Jim.
I'm sure he didn't.
How can you be so sure?
Well,
where does he live?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, you see, he just got into town, and he hasn't found a place to live yet.
Oh, yes, that's quite a problem these days.
Yes.
No way you can reach him? No telephone number?
No, but I expect to see him tomorrow, and I'll ask him then.
Well, all right, if that's the best we can do. Of course, Jim may have turned up by this time. I'll call his mother and find out if you don't mind.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
Use your phone. Don't bother, I know where it is.
No, wait, I'll call for you.
Be silly. I know how to dial. Why are you so upset, Lois?
I'm not.
Well, maybe I'm just imagining things again. I don't know. Hello, Mrs. Olson? Oh, this is Clark Kent. Yes, is Jim home yet? He isn't, eh? Well, now, don't you worry. I have an idea where he is. Of course I will. Now, you just stop worrying and leave it to me. All right, good night.
You told her you knew where Jim is.
Oh, I said I had an idea. Well, I'll be running along now. Thanks, Lois, and I'm sorry I troubled you.
Well, that's all right.
See you in the morning?
Yes.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Now, let's see. There's a window at the end of this hall. Off with these clothes fast. Candy Myers can get me the information I need, but I'll have to work quickly.
As Superman. There. Now, up with this window. Out! And away!
Leaping high from Lois' apartment building, Superman streaks off into the darkness. And at this very moment, in a small, shabby apartment above a garage, the man who calls himself Lois Lane's Uncle John is standing threateningly over Jimmy Olsen, who sits upright on a chair, his hands bound behind him.
There are quite a number of ways to make people talk, Olsen, but I hope you won't force me to use any of them. Now, where are the plans?
I tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about any plans.
You're lying. You took them out of Miss Lane's handbag in the restaurant this evening.
I didn't do any such thing.
I'm warning you, Olsen.
Oh, go ahead and warn me. I didn't take anything out of Miss Lane's handbag. I'm no crook. And I don't know anything about your old plans. I don't know what they are.
You know very well what they are. They're the plans of Eric Masters' new secret weapon. The plans Masters gave to Clark Kent for publication in the planet when the War Department gives its permission.
But those plans are in Mr. White's safe.
Don't be funny. You know Miss Lane took them out of the safe this evening.
What? Are you crazy? Miss Lane wouldn't take those plans out of the safe. Nobody's supposed to touch them.
You saw Miss Lane take them from the safe?
I did not.
You insisted on accompanying her to the restaurant where she was to meet me. There you managed to push a handbag off the chair and steal the plans.
I didn't do any such thing. And listen, if you're trying to say that Miss Lane is a crook and stole the plans from Mr. White's safe, well, you're even crazier than I thought you were.
I've gone through your papers, Olsen, and through your clothes. The plans aren't there.
No, of course they're not.
Somewhere between the restaurant and your home, where I met you, you managed to dispose of the envelope. Now, what did you do with it?
I didn't do anything with it. I never saw it. And neither did Miss Lane. How many times do I have to tell you?
you don't have to tell me again.
Well, about time you believe me. Now let me go.
Not just yet, Olson. I'm going to demonstrate a charming little custom to you. Something I've picked up in Africa.
What do you mean?
I have something here guaranteed to make you a little more talkative. Something to make you remember what happened to those plans.
How can I remember if I never knew?
We'll find out in just a... Excuse me, that's my phone. I'll be right back, so don't go away.
Golly,
Hello?
Uncle John.
Huh? Oh, yes. That you, Lois?
Yes, listen. Clark Kent just left here. He said he had an idea where Jim is.
What? How could he?
I don't know, but that's what he said. And he told Jim's mother that he'd bring him home soon. I called you just as soon as I thought it was safe.
He was bluffing.
I don't know. He acted pretty sure of himself.
Mm-hmm. I still think he was bluffing, but we can't take any chances. Now, don't call this number again. Destroy any record of it. Do you understand?
Yes, but I think Kent...
Don't interrupt. Stay where you are until you hear from me.
All right. Did you get the plans?
Not yet, but I will very shortly. Goodbye. Up on your feet, Olson.
Oh, now what?
Walk to that door. Hurry.
Okay. Listen, was that Miss Lane?
None of your business. Walk down those steps to the garage.
The garage? What?
Walk, I said.
I'm walking.
For the moment, you've been spared, Olson. But it won't be for long. I promise you we'll resume our little...
His face pale, Jimmy walks down the stairs into the garage where the fake Uncle John's car waits. Meanwhile, in Candy Meyer's apartment near the waterfront, the private detective is on the phone.
Now, work fast, Hennessy. This is important. Yeah, I'll wait here for your call. So long. Hennessy will trace that phone number right away and call us back, Kent. Now, just relax.
How can I relax with Jimmy missing? Hope I'm right about that number, Candy.
How do you mean, right?
Well, I hope it really is Lois's Uncle John and not just one of her friends.
I thought you said it was her uncle's number.
I'm pretty sure it is. She started to call him Uncle and then corrected herself and called him Bob, but... Her voice and her manner were phony. So I said I wanted to call Jim's mother, and I got a look at the number she'd written on her phone pad.
Miss Lane acted awful funny in the restaurant tonight, but I figured she was still a little off the beam just coming out of the hospital.
Well, she has something on her mind, Candy. I know it. Never saw her act this way before.
So she's got something on her mind. That don't mean she's mixed up in anything crooked.
Oh, I know, but
particularly
still...
as far as Jim's concerned. Why, holy cats, Kent, she always acted like she was Jim's sister.
She didn't act that way tonight. When I told her Jim had disappeared, she just said, he did? As if I told her Jim had bought a new tie. And this Uncle John, Lois hasn't got any Uncle John, I'm sure of that.
Well, we can check that. But I think we're wasting our time. We ought to go back to that bus stop where Jim got off this evening.
Well, I scoured the neighborhood, Candy. Nobody saw Jim after he phoned his mother from the grocery store and then started to walk home.
Gonna, Kent, now you got me worried.
Oh, why doesn't Hennessy call back?
Hey, well, takes time to check.
There he is, I'll get it.
I got it. Hello? Hello? Oh, it's you, Hennessy. Well, about time, too. What did you... Oh, you got it, huh? Okay, let's have it.
What's the address?
Hold it, Kent. Yeah, give me that again, Hennessy. Yeah. Yeah, phone's in the name of Parkside Garage. 125 Parkside Place. Okay, thanks, Hennessy. Hey, Kent, where are you going?
Parkside Garage, of course. So long.
Hey, what do you mean, so long? Where'll I get my hat? Hey, Kent, where are you? Kent! Where'd that guy go? Kent!
You're too late, Candy. Clark Kent is on his way to the Parkside Garage as Superman. Will he arrive in time to intercept the mysterious Uncle John and Jimmy Olsen? And what has happened to the plans of the important secret weapon? Fellows and girls, don't miss Monday's exciting episode in this fascinating new mystery story. Tune in, same time, same station for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. is mutual.